High of 15 today, low of 12 tonight, high of 14 tomorrow, 12 on Saturday. Temperature barely moves for days. tomorrow starts off cloudy. You'll see the sun later in the day. Right now, 12 in the capital.
Our Skypey friend, Jim Bray, on the line. Jim is our Live 88.5 car crasher, and he does audio auto reviews for us. If you want to see the written word, you can go to live885.com, click on the startup engine, and you'll find a link there for Jim. Morning, Jim.
Good morning.
Good morning. We'll get to the Toyota Camry in a bit, but first you have some Toyota news.
Yeah, they have. They sent out a press release last week that they're upgrading their audio offerings, which to me is a really good idea. The audio systems in Lexus are fine,
right?
But their lower end Toyota, let's just say the competition has them beat and has had them beat for several years on even just the tactile feel of the volume control. I mean, there is none. But last week they sent out a thing that they're introducing something called the Bon Jovi. I think that's how you pronounce it. It's BONGIOVI. So it has nothing to do with the band or the guy, right? Bon Jovi. It may have something to do with bongs. But anyway, they're calling it the Acoustics Digital Power Station.
Okay.
And this Bon Jovi is actually a Bon Jovi Media and Technology. They're a privately held company in Florida.
Okay.
And anyway, what they're doing, they're saying whether your tastes lean toward rock, R&B, urban, or pop, adding the Bon Jovi Acoustics Digital Power Station to your Toyota is like putting an expert audio technician inside your dashboard. Mm. So what they're doing basically is playing catch up with companies like Acura, who've had the ELS system, which was originally a Panasonic, although I drove one this summer that was a Bose. Okay. Of course, lots of cars have Bose systems, and they're generally very good.
Yeah.
But anyway, it says it's the latest example of how Toyota is continuing to deliver superior driving experience to its customers. Let's face it, I mean, they're trying to have something nice to say after all the dumping upon they've had over the past year.
Yeah.
But anyway, it says it produces premium sound quality at an unbeatable price. I don't know about that because they don't say what the price is.
Right.
But it also has a plug-in that's an optimizer for iTunes, so Mac users. And they say it's going to be available as a system-wide player for Windows, so you should be able to use it on your computer as well. But anyway, the Bon Jovi is a guy named Tony Bon Jovi who designed and built the Power Station Studios in Manhattan.
Oh, that guy.
You know,
okay.
The guy knows what he's doing. It's like the Acura ELS system. The ELS was Elliot Shiner, who is a technician and engineer. And the ELS systems in the Acura sound great. So I'm really looking forward to hearing this because even right now, I mean, the Camry I've got, it's a car I like very much. But the audio system, you know, it runs out of steam way too quickly, let's say.
Yeah. Cool. Well, good news for Toyota then, and we'll get to the Toyota Camry in just a sec. It's the Live 88.5 startup. Catfish Morgan here, and with Live 88.5 traffic, here's Amal Wahab.
This traffic update for Executive Fitness Leaders online, fitnessleaders.com. There was an accident.
15 today, 14 tomorrow.
Jim Bray is our Live 88.5 car crasher, and you can go to live885.com, click on the startup engine to find his reviews. But Jim, tell us about the Toyota Camry.
Well, this is the 2011 Toyota Camry, so the 11s are obviously hitting already.
Yeah.
And it isn't really a lot different from last year, the last couple of years. It's the current generation.
It's a pretty nice design that they have.
I really like this design. Hmm. It's, you know, I'm kind of a butterscotch guy, and the Camry can be considered kind of vanilla.
Right.
But that said, yeah, I think this is the nicest looking Camry that they've ever made. And, you know, it's a nice car to drive. Again, it's vanilla, so it's going to be no surprises, just, you know, a nice car to live with. It's going to take you where you want to go without any fuss or anything. And, you know, it has enough stuff inside it to keep you interested. I mean, mine is the LE, which is kind of the low-end model. It just comes with this one comes with a 2.5-liter four-cylinder engine. So while, you know, my heart would go with the 6 because I like the extra horsepower.
Yeah.
Having driven this thing for the last week, it hasn't really lacked power. I mean, I haven't gone up and down the side of a mountain with it, and if I was, I'd probably want the 6. But you know, just for driving around the city and, you know, most of the duties that you would use a Camry for, the 4-cylinder is just fine. It's 169 horsepower,
right?
And it has 167 foot-pounds of torque. So again, it's not going to set the world on fire, but it's more than adequate. And I think one of the things that helps it is that as of 2010, they slapped a 6-speed automatic transmission into it,
right,
as opposed to the previous 5-speed. And the extra gear does help a lot because, you know, you can kick down a little better if you want to accelerate. Even just coming down hills, you can use engine braking more. Of course, it has the manual setting, and it's not really a sporty setting, but it's, you know, it beats just leaving it automatic all the time.
Yeah.
But again, a pleasant car. One thing I really liked about it is the Bluetooth interface, which in this case is not just for the cell phone, but also for your MP3 player. So in my case, I have a new Samsung cell phone. So it has the Bluetooth audio player built in as well. So with this, instead of having to plug it in with USB or with the auxiliary jack, you just leave it in your pocket as if you were just using it for Bluetooth phone.
Right.
And you can use the audio controls on the dashboard. It'll fire up the phone, fire up the music player, and play it all through the car. And you can use the steering wheel mounted controls. It works beautifully. Again, I think Bluetooth is a safety feature. More than just a convenience.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
it's, to me, it's something that you're going to use every day. It lets you keep your hands on the wheel, lets you keep your eyes on the road.
Right.
You know, airbags, everybody talks about how many airbags you got. There's something you're going to use once if you're unlucky, whereas Bluetooth, you're going to use every day.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, Jim. The Toyota Camry was famous for beating the Ford Taurus as the most popular car in America. Now that you've had a chance to see the new Taurus and you're looking at this Camry as well, what would you say now? What's a better car?
Well, I think the Taurus is actually would be an apples and oranges comparison. I think the Camry and the Fusion would be a better comparison. They're more than the same.
Okay.
Having driven both of them, that's a really tough decision, you know. The Camry exterior is better looking, but the interior of the Fusion, and I think the interior of the Fusion, especially with the sync system, is a little nicer than the Camry, and I think the Fusion is more fun to drive. That said, I mean, they're both very good cars.
Very good. Thanks as always, Jim.
You are welcome. Talk to you in a couple weeks.
So, Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 Car Crasher. If you want written word from Jim, and he's got auto reviews on all kinds of cars. If you're doing research on something you want to buy,
yep.
Go to live88.5.com, click on the startup engine, and you'll find a link there for Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 Car Crasher. 827. Here's Colorado from Ottawa's Alternative Rock, Live 88.5.